Today's daf in Masechet Yevamot, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Samach Gimel. And I think the last thing that we got up to was Chuk Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, so that means that we have, basically, according to this, Halachas Rabbi Yoshua, it means that we have essentially four issues that need to be taken into consideration if we're talking about Pirya V'Rivya. First of all, we have the simple mitzvah of Pirya V'Rivya. And then we have the inyan of Shevet, which according to some is merely a din in Pruravu. In other words, it's just a gilui, how it is that we're supposed to apply Pruravu, whether you're Yotze in certain circumstances, like we saw yesterday. Then we have another issue, which is not to remain without a woman, but that is not necessarily Pruravu oriented. That's in order just to be Nitzal from Yerurim Royim. And then we have this inyan of that we just spoke about, which is Rabbi Yoshua, which relates to the story of Rabbi Akiva, which may just be, possibly, depends how you understand the pasuk. But what Rabbi Yoshua says is that someone who had children in his youth should nonetheless have children in his old age. Now, the reason that the pasuk offers for that is ki ein cha yodea ez yichshar hazer ozeh, or shneihem, Bedavka together are tovim, right? So that would mean, according to Rashi, Eze Yikshah, Rashi says, which one will survive? So if it's a din in survival, so then it's just a halacha that you don't want to get yourself caught at the age of 80 and not have children because the children didn't survive. So because of that, Ein Chayodea Eze Yikshah, then it wouldn't be a separate halacha. But the Pashtus is, Yimshneim ke'echad tovim is also an alternative. In other words, not just that you need both of them to be able to have either of them survive, but that there's achievement, particularly with the ones both in the youth and in the old age. Okay, but that closes that particular element of the Pirya V'Rivya. Now, we move on to the relationship to a woman per se. Omer bitan chomer v'chaniloi. Kol adam she'in lo isha, person without a wife is left without simcha, no happiness, below bracha, there's no blessings, because kol habrachot are there, bishvil ishto, below tova. Where do we see this? Below simcha, it says, v'samachta ta'uvetecha. So that means you have to have a home, a household, in order to have simcha. Below bracha, it says also, la'niach biracha el beitecha. Mashma, that the bracha is specifically used in terms of your home. Belo tova, that it says beferish, lo tova yota adam levado. Bimarava amre, in Eretz Yisrael they say a person without a wife is left without Torah and without a choma. Choma is some level that sets him aside and gives him a special space for himself that protects him from being just part of being awash in the world. Below Torah, Dichtiv Haim Ein Ezrativi, V'tushiya Nitcha Mimeni. So if my Ezra, which we just saw, is the Eselo Ezra Kenegdo, so if I don't have my helpmate, so then it means that Torah is about to be thrown away and I'm not going to have any kind of Torah. So what does one have to do with the others? You see, that is below Torah. Below Choma, that's that beautiful pasuk that we have, Nikevata Sovevgava, that a female surrounds a male. So it becomes a sense of a wall around him. That's the minag of the, that some have of walking around, like the Choma of Yericho, so that the woman walks around at the chuppah to indicate the Choma. Of course, they don't tell you the other part, that it's also the way they got the wall to fall down when they walked around Yericho, but nobody talks about that. Anyway, Rava Barula Amar, he's also without any peace. So when you know that your tent is shalom, and tent is always, of course, is a remez to women. So if you know that there that you have that tent and everything is fine, then you can have shalom. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol ha'yodea b'ishto sh'yirat shamayim ve'eno pokda. Somebody who realizes that his wife has yirat shamayim, and he doesn't spend time with her sexually, Nikra Chote, such a person is called a Chote, because that's another implication of Pasuk we just had. V'yadata ki shalomo alecha ufakata navecha. So that if you know that your ohel is at shalom, which means that there's real Yirah Shamayim, and there's a real place, then ufakata, you should be spending time with her. V'lo techetan, that way you will not be sinning, mashma, but if you don't, that you will be sinning. The Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Another issue that you see from here is that Chayav Adam Lifkod et Ishto B'Sha'ashu Yotzei Ladarach. A person is Chayav to spend time. Now we're going to talk about what kind of time we're talking about, Pekida. So, but according to Rashi, it's talking about actually sleeping with her before he is about to go on a trip. Shenemar V'Yadata Ki Shalom O'Alecha. So that is also if you look at the context, we won't see it from the pasuk, but right before this, it speaks about being imavnei asadeh britecha v'chayat asadeh oshlom aloch. So apparently you're on the road, so that the chayot along the road you'll be protected from, and you're out there with the stones in the field, and everything is fine. So it's mashmit speaking about a person who is about to leave. And there in the next pasuk is where it says, and if you wish to leave, then you should be sure to be pokeid your ohel, take care of your wife before leaving. Ask the Gemara v'ha'mi achanavka. I thought that that idea is actually part of what was said in Gan Eden, because over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Chava, ve'el ishech teshukatech. So that means that one of the results of the stories in Gan Eden is that a woman has a deep desire, but teshuka is more than just desire. It means an actual craving, a need, a dependency, the teshuka. And from there we learn, so a mishtokeket means to like fawn over, deeply need something, to yearn for something. So that it means that when she doesn't have or realizes that she won't have that husband, so she's mishtokeket. And because of that, it's a davar poshet, that if that is the idea, and it's being said over here in the context of the relationship between the sexes in Gan Eden, so then it means that you are responsible to take into consideration that need that she has. So how do we need, if that's the case, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's pasuk, if we're all the way back so primal? Amar Rav Yosef, there's a difference. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is adding a tremendous chiddush, namely, samuch levista, that even though the person is about to leave and the time in the month is a time in which it's within the period, we'll see in a moment that that's 12 hours within which she would normally get her period. So normally a person is not allowed to be with his wife during that period. Kamash Malan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that in this case, because of the chiyuv of the teshuka, so there's even a pakadata navecha v'lo techeta. If you go ahead and sleep with your wife during that period, v'lo techeta, that will not be called a sin. Others learn an interesting pshat. Pakadata navecha, normally you don't sleep with your wife within that period that she would generally be getting a re'iyah of dam, because you're worried. You don't want to be in the middle of intercourse with her and all of a sudden she'll become a nida. But here it says, upakarata navecha v'lo techta, don't worry about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, she won't become a nida, I'll take care of it. It's a very cute pshat. Okay, but in any event, this is the way Rashi learns, and many actually go along with it. Tosfos says, chas v'chalila, this is a complete misrepresentation. How in the world would it be mutter to be over on samuch levesta, which lamaisa, according to many, is be'etzem a deraisa. And therefore, we're going to tell a person that because she really needs you so badly, she should be over on a deraisa. How could it mean that? And why would it say samuch levesta? Might as well talk about anida. And so Tosfos's girsa is anida. And then when it says he's mechuyev to take care of his wife, it doesn't mean sexually. It means that he should spend time talking to her, even though normally he would keep a certain distance. He wouldn't talk about lovey-dovey things, because maybe it could come lidei intercourse. But over here, in this case, there was no iser, because we want her to feel loved and cared for before you go out on a trip. And what is considered to be samuch levesta? Omar Rava, ona, 1 12-hour period. So in other words, if her derech lirais was during the day, then the entire day. If derech lirais is during the night, then the entire night. Fine. However, when do we say that you have to spend this time with her? That's only if you are planning a trip, which is just your own personal need. So this is not a trip that needs to be done with tzarech mitzvah. Avol dvar mitzvah, if you're like on a trip that has to be taken to achieve a particular mitzvah, then we don't say that you should do that, because the dvar mitzvah, mitrid, you're busy, your mind is extremely involved in how to do the mitzvah. We're not going to take you away from that in order to make your wife happier. Or the other approach is just the opposite. We're afraid that if we tell you to get involved with your wife, you'll get so involved that it will damage your involvement in the mitzvah. And so because of that, we're afraid that you will be mitred. That would be the approach. Tanu Rabbana. Another shot that we have over here with the same psukim is a broader, and that's the taking also the psukim in context. Ha'ohevet ishto kigufo. Someone who loves his wife like himself. And he honors her more than he honors his own self. Now, the idea of the ahava is basically caring for, taking care of her. Bechabda is to see to it that she has better clothes than you have. So if your budget is limited, use the money on clothes for your wife, because she is much more sensitive to her social standing, and she's much more sensitive to being in a inferior position to the friends around her. And therefore, you should make sure that you take care of her clothing. He also educates his children on a correct path. And he gets them married off while they are still prepubescent. Now, this is actually a machlokas. Tosfos learns that it means prepubescent. So the question that bothers Tosfos is there really a way to marry off your pre-bar mitzvah son, since Chazal only made a takana in certain cases, like to protect girls? But where do we get this idea that there's a marriage for a katan? There is no marriage for a katan. So would you not just be setting him up in a casual sex relationship, which is inappropriate, since it doesn't have any marriage connected to it? So Tosfos answers that even though there was no takana of marriage, but there was a takana of sex. In other words, the Chachomim never viewed a child who is involved in a permanent relationship as being inappropriate. So that's considered to be sort of practice for marriage. So get them married while he's 12, and then at the bar mitzvah, you can go ahead and make it a wedding as well. You might as well kill two with one stone. This sounds very strange to us, but you have no idea how recently this was the minhag in Eretz Yisrael. This was the norm. My father told me that when he was a kid in Eretz Yisrael, that when there would be an invitation to a bar mitzvah, it wasn't clear whether it was a chasana, or whether maybe there was a brother who was younger who was going to be married at the same bar mitzvah. And that was like very normal. So, amazing. Yeah. Anyway, so that is the way that Tosfos understands it. And others learn that it means that it's immediately after puberty, but where he does have a actual ability to make a kinyan on an isha. Okay, but these are different approaches. So, by the way, on the other issue about whether actual sexual contact is permissible before a trip, there's no fast and clear psak on that either. Both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah bring both approaches. And okay, halacha lemaisa, you know, everybody's like machmir because of those who say that it's usur would be an issur d'oraisa, but there is no final psak on it, and there's certainly al milismoch that it's really a mitzvah to be poked literally somoch to any yitziyah l'derech. Continuing, so how do we know that? Because the on him it says v'yadata ki shalom o alecha. And furthermore, ha'ohevet shchinav, somebody who loves his neighbors, and is mekarevet krovav, he brings his relatives into his life. He marries his daughter, his sister's daughter. That is also a tremendous mala. We'll see again where we see this in the pasuk. Ha'malves sela la'ani b'shatochko, and somebody, when a poor man needs money desperately, he needs to buy food, he needs to buy clothing, Alava katuva mer, as tikre vashem yane, tishava vayomer inini. So then you will call and Hashem will answer you. Now, this basically is because in this pasuk, the first part of the pasuk is halo pros lera evlach mecha, vaniyim mirudim tavi bayit, ki tire arom vichisito umi bisarcha lo titalem. So we learn out from there all of these anagas. Nimbi bizarcha lo titalam means marry your sister's daughter. In other words, try to remain close to your family, be makar of your family. But it also means, since the pasuk says that sometimes a shachen tov, a good neighbor, is better than an ach rachok, so then mi bizarcha lo titalam would include even a neighbor. And clearly it says, take care of the poor, bring them into your home, cover people who need clothing, kitir arom v'chisito. So all of these things are merumaz in the pasuk. Now, Rabbi Elazar came to teach seven different libudim here, and this is really here because it's a continuation of Rabbi Elazar's mamar about marriage. And first we have a siman. What are these seven things? So let's start with number one, isha. Omer Rabbi Elazar, we say, call Adam she'en lo isha, ain't no Adam. If he doesn't have a wife, then you can't call him human. Because it says, Zachar v'nekeva b'ra'am v'ikrat shemam Adam. It says he called their name Adam. So you need both the Zachar v'nekeva. V'yomar Rabbi Elazar, a person, human, who doesn't have any kind of property is not called a human. Shenema ha-shamayim, shamayim la-shem, v'yaretz zatam livnei Adam. So where's the aretz that he was not tam livnei Adam? They're selling nice lots in Kfar Tabor, if anybody's interested. Very good price. Beautiful area. Okay, so that's as far as the karka is concerned. Anyone who wants a link, and we make nothing out of it. So just to expose any kind of commercial interest. V'yomar Rabbi Elazar. The third thing Rabbi Elazar said, "My dichtiv eselo ezer kinegdo." So this is something of an oxymoron, isn't it? How can there be an ezer who is kinegdo? Says the Gemara. Indeed, it's two different things. Zacha, if a person is zocha, then he has a wife who sticks with him and who helps him. Ozarto lo zacha kinegdo. She's against him. It's always competition. Whatever he says, she says the opposite. It's amazing how you see those things. It's like shocking. It's as if we're in a war. V'ikari amre. Others say, no, he said it like this. Rabbi Elazar Rami. On the one hand, it says, it's written as if it would be kinagdo. There's no yud. V'karinan kinigdo. So which one is it? Kinagdo means to whip him. Zacha, so if he has a schuz, so then kinegdo, she's with him, and she parallels him, and she's there to back him up. But if not, she's constantly whipping him. So he's always in a bad matzah. Rabbi Yossi once bumped into Elio Anavi, you know, and he said, this is a good opportunity. I've always wondered about this. Can you tell me what good a wife is, please? This has been bothering me for years. Amarle, so he asks Elio Anavi, "K'tiv eselo ezer. What's the ezer? Show me something that a wife is useful for." "Bame isha ozartola adam," said Elio Anavi. "What do you mean? You bring your wheat Adam evi chitim from the field. Are you going to eat the wheat? Chitim kosei, what are you going to be chewing on, raw wheat? You bring home linen, pishtan, you have flax. You're going to wear flax? How are you going to do that? All of that is done by your wife. Yeah, right. So, lo nimtzei, so you see, she's meira enav, so she gives him what to eat from the chitim. Uma amidato al raglav, she sets him on his feet. He looks like a mensch. Imagine what you'd look like by dripping little pieces of flax off you like an esrog. V'yomar Rabbi Elazar. What's the fourth thing Rabbi Elazar said? May dechtiv zot ha'pa'am etzem mi'atzamai u'basar mi'besari. So this time, when he sleeps with Chava, he says, oh, now I sense that this is something that fits me, a bone of my own bone, flesh of my own flesh. And then he calls her Isha. Zot yikare Isha. So what do you mean zot ha'pa'am, this time? So from here we learn, Sheba Adam al kol beima v'chaya, v'lo nitkarara da'ato at Sheba al chava. So obviously Adam HaRishon must have slept with every single animal in the world, and he didn't feel any connection. Lo nitkarara da'ato, da'ato in terms of connectedness, and he couldn't feel anything at Sheba al chava. So this drives people crazy, this Gemara, because they're bothered by the fact that it's usher to sleep with animals. But, and because of that, there's all kinds of pirushim. That this, of course, is metaphorical. It doesn't mean he literally slept with animals. And, it's just a way of expressing the connectedness that he looked into. You know, I mean, you can imagine the pshat. I mean, really very great people talk about this stuff, including the Maharal. I have no idea what the problem is since there was no iser yet. The entire description of Alkein Yaazov Ish et Aviv et Imo v'Davak Pishto follows this. It was this that created the relationships that brought to the nature of Arayas. Until this point, before there was the Kriyat Shemot of all the Behemos and Chayos and the distinctions in terms of the physicality of relationships, such a concept did not exist. So then the total hyperliteralism of sexuality was obviously that it was completely physical in exactly the same way that it was completely mental, in the same way it was completely emotional, in the same way that it was completely spiritual. And that the point of not being able to be mechaber da'at is exactly the same nekuda as it remains today. There is, but the difference is that once physicality has been separated out, we're able to make that distinction the same way that we're able to have mitzvahs. The same way you could put on tefillin on your head. And you put on tefillin on your head. Who are you to be wearing tefillin on your head? And you have a head that is able to include the Shema Yisrael in the bottom of your tefillin. And you're really walking around with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the whole point. That's all incredible beauty, like the Baal HaTanya points out. The unbelievable opportunity that is given to the presence of physicality, that you could simply do things and they make a difference. And that's why the Rambam says, Kozman shetfilin al rosho, he is a Yorei Shamayim. You are a Yorei Shamayim by putting something on your head? It's an amazing thing. And we all know this. This is the, and not all that much different from, I whistle a happy tune. And all of that is all-inclusive. The physical interrelationship with the world has massive impact on us, like the Mesil Zisharm speaks out. I don't know any reason why not take the Gemara completely hyperliterally and why it should be a metaphor. I have no idea. But I'm just telling you, you should just know that, really, some very important people didn't want to take, even though Rashi seems to take it literally, but the Maharal gives all pshat, and I mean, normally the Maharal wouldn't do that. Okay, the next thing, which is number 5, the Omar Rabbi Elazar, Mai dechtiv v'nivruchu becho kol mishpachot ha'adama. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, nivruchu has a strange double meaning, because nivruchu means to graft. A bricha is grafting a branch onto a tree. And indeed, this is merumas in the bracha to all of the the nations on earth. And what are these two very valuable grafts? Shtei brechot tovot yeshi lavrich pecha. Ruta Moavia v'na'ama ha'amonit. So I have these two grafts out of which will come so much greatness, so many malachim, so much grandeur for Yisrael, so many neviim. Kol mishpachot adamah. Kol mishpachot adamah. What does that mean? All of the families of the earth? Yes. The families of the earth include cavemen. Even cavemen who live in the earth. Afilu mishpachot adarot ba'adamah. Even hobbits, Middle Earth, exactly. So even those who are mishpachot ha'adama will be mitborchot only bishvil Yisrael. And then when it says kol goyeyar in the other pasuk, Avraham yeh hayo yeh legoy gadol v'atzum v'nivrechu v'kol goyeyar aretz, that means even those that are not all that much on the aretz. What is that? Those are even the Sfinot, Abaot, Bingalia, Laspamia. Those are ships that basically they spend the whole year traveling between Italy and Spain. But they do come up on the land, don't they? So that is the Pshat, Kogoye Aretz. Number six, Omar Rabbi Elazar, Atidim Kol Balei Umuniyot Shiamdu Ala Karka. All of these guys making their millions in high tech, the day is going to come when they realize it's all boils down to being able to get some food out of the earth. They'll all have their little victory gardens in the backyard. Hopefully be able to get enough potatoes and tomatoes to have a decent lunch. That's where it's all going to end up. Because it says, V'yardu mioniotehem kol tovsei mashot. You see that starship? That's a heck of a ship. But they're going to walk off of that starship onto the ground. And kol tovsei mashot malachim kol chovlei hayam el haaretz yamodu. They're going to stand on the field, on the dry land. Amar Rabbi Elazar, ein lecha, another seven, this is the last thing. Ein lecha umanut pechuta min hakarka. The lowest level profession that you can have is to be dependent on farming. And that is not something that you do, but it's the only talent that you have. It's your profession. Shenemar v'yardu, says they will go down to that. And Rabbi Elazar once saw a guy, and actually didn't see the guy, he saw the land. He says, walking by, he sees a field, and the Shadibe Kravaluputya, and he saw that there were the rows of cabbages that were planted to the width of the field and not along the length, which is the norm, because if you plant to the width, you end up spending a lot of time in turning your tractor around, because the width by definition is going to be less wide than it is long, right? Anyway, so he spoke to the land, and he said, you know, it is dayel urkech, even if you would have done it right, or Rashi understands, even if you would do it now and you would crisscross it, and it would be like amazingly well done to have your furrows. Let me tell you something. Doing a quick deal with Naftali would be a lot better. So hapuche beizkat tavminach could do a lot better by investing a little bit of money. Ah, Naftali's not interested in taking any investments. He's got his head down. Never mind. Sorry, Naftali. This was not considered to be a commercial offer, as I mentioned earlier. But doing a deal, basically, is a better deal than trying to get some money out of the ground. It would be better than that for you, he's talking to the ground. Rav once walked into a field, and he sees the golden grain is blowing. Oh, man, it's so beautiful. And he's thinking to himself, you know, wow, oh, to be a farmer and to sit with the golden grain. And then he sees them, they're like rubbing against each other, and he's listening to the sound. So after making the recording for his machine to go to sleep at night, he speaks to the grain, and he said, let me tell you guys, you can go breeze around all you want, but I still tell you, a little investment would go a lot further than what it takes to get you guys moving. So I'd rather do something else, actually. So hapuche beizka tavminach. Omar Rava, if you got $100 to go in to invest in a deal, Every day, you could turn that $100 into money. You could have meat and wine every day. Now, you take that same $100 and you invest it into a piece of land. You know what you're going to have? You're going to have salt, but the land doesn't have enough water. You're going to have chafura. You're going to have all kinds of immature things that never ended up sprouting. Not only that, the land is going to drag you down, that you got to sleep on the land. You got to sit out there, watch it. And then you're going to end up with a million different tax bills, people that are claiming the land is theirs, going to be involved in legal disputes. This ain't no way to live. Let me tell you something. You should plant enough to have food for your home, not buy it. And even if it ends up costing you the same amount, it's still better to grow your own food, which has nothing to do with what we were talking until now, which is not about your own food. That's talking about making your money off of the ground. Furthermore, zabein velo tizol, it's better to sell off your things before you allow yourself to become poor, and now you're going to be in much worse shape. But this only has to do with bistarkin. That's things like are not absolutely essential. You want to sell the carpets, fine. Avoglima, if you have a actual coat or a baguette. So a glima is a personal baguette. It's not something that, remember, clothes used to be made for the person until very recently. Don't sell your glima, because how do you know you're going to find something that is going to be just right for you again? Lamisramulet. Another thing is, tom velotishapetz. You got a hole in the wall. Let me tell you something. Don't call in a guy to tear a big hole, plaster it nicely, and so on. Take a little bit of a plug and plug it up. What do you need to have a perfect wall? You're going to end up getting involved in all kinds of expenses. And so it would be better to just put a, even though it doesn't look so good, tom velotishapetz. Now, if you can't take that because you're just too sensitive to how it looks, fine. So then you can be mishapetz. But don't tear the whole thing down and start doing redecorations. Oh, my God, you have no idea what you're getting into. So you can have somebody, yes, he could make the hole bigger. He can then do a good job at replastering. But do not redecorate. The next thing that you know, you're going to be putting in another $30,000 kitchen. Oh, my gosh. Always a bad idea. Shekola osek bibinyan mitbasken. You get involved in building, you lose your money. Quotes Zavin Ara, always jump at a chance to buy some land, but always take your time before you jump into a woman. Let me tell you. Meton nesiv itata. Take your time before you marry a wife. Nechitarga nesiv itata. Go down a step before you take a wife, meaning take a woman who's not too hoity-toity for you. You want somebody who's going to look up to you, right? But when you're looking for a friend, sakdarga, go up one level, and bechar shushbina, choose your best friend to hang around on. Always have people that are better than you to work with you, to be your friends. Don't be dependent on people looking up to you. Okay, now we said before that there were brachas, and the brachas come to the world from Yisrael. But the opposite is also true. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Avina, ein puranut ba'al olam ela b'shvi Yisrael. All the worst things in the world, it's all the fault of the Jews. Just don't let them know that. But yeah, they're actually right. Shenemar hichrati goyim, nashamu pinotam, hecherafti chutzotam. Listen, I've wiped out entire peoples. I have torn down their strongholds. I've wiped out their streets, turned their cities into ruins. Amarti, ach tirioti, tikhi musar. I did all of this because I thought you, Yisrael, will learn a lesson. You see what can happen to people who act poorly. You don't even learn a lesson. But meanwhile, what do you see from here? That all of these horrible things are there in order for Yisrael to have Yirat Shamayim. So Rav was once saying goodbye to Reb Chiya. And Reb Chiya said to Rav, may the good Lord save you from something worse than death. Wow. So he said to himself, There's something worse than death. So he went out and he realized, of course, it's a beferish pasuk. Umotzeani mar mimavet et haisha. A wife is worse than death. And that's he's saying, may God save you from a bad woman. Rav had a terrible wife. And she would do always the opposite of what he wanted just to get under his skin. So if he would ask for some talpuche, he wants a little bit of lentils, right? So he says, make me some umjedra. So she would make him split peas. If he wants split peas, she'd make him lentils just to do the opposite. So avdalei talpuche. Anyway, when Chiya bar Rav grew up enough to figure how to deal with this issue, he realized all he needs to do is tell her to do the opposite of what his father wants, and then his father will get exactly what he wants, right? So if Rav would say to him, will you tell your mother to make me some lentils? So he would go to the kitchen and he would tell Rav's wife, Dad wants some peas. So she would make lentils. So, wow, this was amazing. So she actually started giving him what he wanted to eat. So apichla. So Rav is shocked. So Rav said to him, what? You're kidding. Your mother has started to become a human being? I can't believe this. No, he says, of course not. I just switched the ingredients on her. So I pretended that you wanted something else. Anna with the kafichlala. She didn't change. She ain't going to change. Omar lay. So Rav says, yeah, that's what people say. That Hainu de Ka'amri, people always say, the nafik minach taima malfach. The one who comes from you, meaning your children, will give you a good education. I can't believe I never thought of this. What a wonderful thing. I should have done this for years, and I've been suffering getting the wrong lunches all the time. You know what? But still, he says to Reb Chiya, at lo tavid achi, you shouldn't do it, because for you to do it, you have to lie. Because you have to tell her, Dad wants X, which isn't true. So I'm the one that has to do it. Not, you shouldn't lie. And it says, limdu lishonam daber sheker, that here, even in teaching yourself to lie by saying something that isn't true, is a terrible thing. And because of that, it's not kidai. Have nil'u, they want to become perverted. So that's terrible. Another maisa with Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya also, as we saw, had a terrible wife. That's why he gave Rav the bracha. Oy vey, God should save you from something worse than death. Anyway, and even though, having come entirely to Vitu, even though his wife was terrible to him, but ki ave mishkach mide, whenever he would find something nice, he would wrap it up and bring it to her as a gift. So Rav said to him, I don't understand. How come it's Arele Lamar? She's such a bitch. What do you give her a nice present for? What's wrong with you? Omar Lay, listen, said Reb Chiya, I still owe her. And Dayenu Shemigad Lod Banenu, it's enough that we owe her that they raise our children. You know what it would be like to sit around raising my children? Oh, God. You think this is a problem. So that's enough. Umatzilotu Tanu Michet. And also because they're available for us, they save us from Hirhurim Rayim. So for that, I owe her. So if I owe her, I should bring her gifts, no? Makrile Reviyuda, Rabbi Yitzchak Berei. So Reviyuda was teaching Mishle to his son, Rabbi Yitzchak, and he reads the Pasuk, Umotzeani mar mimavet et haisha, worse than death is a wife. So Rabbi Yitzchak asks, Daddy, like, who would, can you show me an example of that? Sure, your mother. Yeah, you want to see a woman worse than death? Your mother. Well, wait a minute. But there was another time that we know that Reb Yehuda was teaching Reb Yitzchak, and he said, "Ein adam motzei korat ruach ela mishto rishona." A person will only find happiness with his youthful wife. Shenema yihi mekorcha baruch usmach. What? What? Yihi mekorcha baruch usmach miyeshet neurecha. So here it says that you should be happy with the wife of your youth. And Rav Yitzchak asked him, like who? Show me a woman like that. And Rav Yehuda said, like your mother. So make up your mind. Is she worse than death? Or is she Simach Mieshet Neurecha? It says, Gemara, she was both. Mitkat Kifa. She was extremely high, what do you call it, tense. So she would get very angry very quickly and would have very bad reactions to things. But on the other hand, Dabur and the Abra Bamila. She would calm down very quickly, and she would act out as a mensch. Hechi domi ishara'a. When we call a bad wife, like, what kind of behavior is that? Omer Abaye, mekashtele taka umekashtele puma. She sets the table, but she sets her mouth up at the same time. So he sits down to eat, and she's sitting there making him miserable. Oh, my God, blah, 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 with all kinds of garbage. Yeah, and you know how you treated me today? I mean, the guy finally ends up walking away from the table. Rava says, Mekashtele...
You're trying to get share, and somebody's saying you have to drink all the time. It's so annoying. Drink. It's so annoying.
Yeah. Where's that voice coming from the sky? Amazing.
It's coming from opposite Harei Moab.
Wow-wee.
Luna and I are showing you guys absolutely up, and we hope to stop you on the way back from Kinosar. We'll see if we have time. We're in the path of the Sanhedrin that stand for Yehima.
So I guess you went over here in order to illustrate V'nivrechu b'cha, kol mishpachot ha'adamah.
Yes, I just wanted to say very seriously that that parak in Yechezkel is the height of commercial activity, where he's describing how each country gave the best of everything and swords, mercantile abilities, made the whole world go round, and then when they fall, all the kings will cry and put their crowns on the ground, and all the sailors will stop and come onto the ground. So there is no better place to not, perhaps, than to say commerce ends and until the destruction of commerce.
Very nice. But meanwhile, you have illustrated Mekashtele Taka, Mekashtele Puma. Anyway, so Rava says, Mekashtele Taka, Umahadrele Gaba. The pashtus of this, I mean, is that she sets the table and then she turns her back on him and doesn't want to eat with him. But others learn, and I think that's much more realistic. Mekashtele Taka, I mean, she sets up the table, meaning she makes herself look like she's interested in sex. So she turns him on. And then, when he's interested, she turns her back to him. Umadrele Gaba. So that's someone who's just cynical. Omrab Chama Bar Chanina. Kevan Shenasa Adam Isha. Person takes a wife. Avonotav Mitpakakim. So all of his, the holes that have been left in him because of his averus, it says, Matza Isha, Matza Tov, Vayofek. It's a lotion of Pekaka. Vayofek Ratzon Mehashem. Bimarava, in Eretz Yisrael, when someone would get married to a woman, they would say to him like this, what kind of marriage is this? A matzah marriage or a motzeh marriage? A matzah marriage is matzah isha matzah tov. And a motzeh marriage is motzeh animar mimavet eta isha. And so if you recall, we explained this, mamish kipshutai, that it's an extremely, extremely meaningful and real lesson. And the difference between death with a woman and the happiness of matzah tov is the difference between the past tense of matzah and the present tense of motze. And that is, once someone has made up his mind and is going to make something work, then it can work. If he's constantly measuring it and he's motze, and he's always looking into, is this what I wanted? And he's finding it. If he's finding it, it's hell on earth. And that's true about anything. I mean, anything that's called Isha, including Torah, by the way. People that sit there and measuring, so how am I doing? Always miserable. Omar Rava, Isha ra'a mitzvah legarsha. Shenema garesh leitz v'yetzei madon v'yishpot din v'kalon. Get rid of this cynical woman. And all of your tzaras will get out of your house, and you will take out embarrassment and dinim from your home. Suppose you have a bad wife, but you can't afford to divorce her. There's a very simple solution. Take another wife. You want to get a woman to behave? Best way to get her to behave, take another one. You don't need to use a thorn in her side. There's no better thorn. A bad woman is like a drippy ceiling day. Take a look at the pasuk. Delef Tored, a terrible Chinese torture drip. Beyom Sagrir, on a rainy day. The Eshet Midyanim, and a woman who's constantly fighting, Nishtava. That's exactly the same. You know what Chinese torture is? As soon as it finally quiets down, I have a moment to start looking at my movie again. She's back. Beyom Arava. Bo Re'e. Kama tova isha tova, v'kama ra'a isha ra'a. You want to get a sense of how good a good woman is and how awful a bad woman is? Kama tova isha tova, matza isha, matza tov. So what is it talking about? If it's referring literally to a wife, kama tova isha tova shakatuv mishapcha, the Torah should call this tov. Amazing. And if it's referring to Torah, as we often find that an isha is a reference to Torah, so kama tova isha tova, imagine that the pasuk can't find anything that's going to express the goodness of Torah as a metaphor other than Torah, other than Isha. And kama ra'a Isha ra'a, dechtivu motzeani mar mimavet et Isha. Again, if we're talking about a real woman, so imagine that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make fun of something in the world. Kama ra'a Isha ra'a shakatuv megana, we'll find a pasuk in the Torah putting it down. And if it's talking about hell, so imagine kama ra'a isha ra'a, that we can only symbolize Gehenim by thinking about a woman. She Gehenim nim shel ava. Anyway, nimi v'yaliyem ra'a shelo yuchlu latzet mimena. So then when Yirmiyo says horrible things are coming and they won't be able to escape, what would that be? Amrim nachon amrim avavua. That's a reference to a bad wife who's too expensive to divorce. Netanani Hashem bidelo uchal kum. I mean, it's amazing. There's a pasuk in Eicha, the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the way that the Goyim have destroyed Yisrael. Who is bidelo uchal kum? Om Rav Chisda Bar Baruch v'Barchi Azui Sharaok Tuvat Amru Ba. I have no way out. B'marava Amre. This refers to someone who lives off of cash. He doesn't have any income. Mizonotav Tluyim b'Kaspo. He doesn't have any real food. He just has the cash that he's got. Always. So he's dependent on this cash. And what happens if the price of food goes up? And then all of his cash is worthless. He's on a fixed income. And now he's going to have to deal with inflation. How's he going to deal with inflation? And what happens if there's no food? And he has to go ahead and raise his own food, but he's dependent on buying food. So what we were discussing before is also part of a whole series of psukim. So, banechum notech netunim la'am acher that we talk about in the Tochacha, this refers to eshet ha'av, a stepmother. And that's terrible, to be raised by a stepmother. Begoin avalach isem. Omar Rifchanim barova, Omar Rav Zui, shara'au k'tuvat amruba. Another, a goin aval is like being in a different culture. And it's vicious. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, this refers to a different culture. That's the Tzedukim. Because Naval always refers to people who are Kofer B'Tera. Like it says, Amar Naval Bilibo, Ein Elohim. And in the Braita it says, this is talking about barbarians. Elo Anche Barbaria, Anche Martunai. You never knew Marutenia was such a bad place, no? Malchin Arumim Bashuk, they walk around naked in the marketplace. Such low-class people. Rabbi Yochanan says, this referred to the Chabarim that we saw. They don't allow you to have candles for Shabbos and all of these stories that we had in Masechet Shabbat. They told Rabbi Yochanan, the Chabarim have come to Babel. He absolutely keeled over. Shagan afal. Then they said, but they accept bribes. Whew, thank heaven. So Teretz Yosef, he stood up again. They told him that Gozral Shlosha, they made 3 gezeiras against Israel already. So Rabbi Yochanan said, well, of course. That's because of the 3 averas that they do around here. Mipnei Shlosha. Gozral Abasar, they don't allow kosher shchita. Of course, said Rabbi Yochanan. Mipnei Amatanot, nobody gives the Kohanim the Zerah L'Chayayim V'Keva. And then they were Gozral Amerchatzaot, they closed down all the bathhouses. Of course, says Rabbi Yochanan, because people are makpid on the dinim of tefillah. and they went around, they're going around, they're digging up the dead. Of course, said Rabbi Yochanan, because all of the people around here are smechim biyomidam. They celebrate with their Christmas trees in the office, so they don't have anything to be avelim over. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'll give them something to be avelim over, let them dig up the dead. How can the Yad Hashem be against Avotechem if Avotechem are no longer alive? Omar Rabbi Bashmo, Zochatute Shachvi, refers to digging up the dead, which is against those who are Avotechem. The Omar Mar, Ba'avon Chayim, because of the Averis that the living do. The Meitim are Mechatatim. Omar Le Rabbi Rabbi Bar Mori. On the one hand, it says, Lo Yeyasfu Velo Yikaveru Ledomin Alpnei Adama Yiyu. They won't be buried, and they'll be like dung on the earth. And on the other hand, it says, "V'nivchar mavet mechayim." In the same context, they will choose death over life. Why would somebody choose a death of being like dom and apnei adama and not being kavur? Omar lei, it doesn't mean that they will choose. It means it's a good choice. Nivchar mavet l'rishayim. It's best for Rishaim shelo yichyu ba'olam hazeh, that they should die, because that way they won't have opportunities to do the horrible things they do, and then they could be saved from falling into Gehenna. So it's better they should die. Anyway, back to women. Katuv v'sefer ben sira. Isha tova matana tova. A good wife is a beautiful gift. B'chek yirei Elohim tinatein. She will be put into the lap of one who fears the Lord. It's like having leprosy. My takante, so what do you do with the cancer? You cut out the cancer. You garshena v'yitrape mitzerato, get rid of her. Isha yafav, you have a beautiful wife. Ashrei ba'ala, mispar yamav kiflayim. It's like he lives a twice as long in the sense of how much he enjoys his life, feels blessed all the time. Ha'alem enecha mi'eshet chen, keep your eyes off of that charming neighbor's wife. Ten tilakeid b'mitzudata. You don't want to get caught in her net, do you? Al teite tzobala. Don't even go in for a drink with her husband. Limsochi moyen v'shechar. Ki betoar isha yafa rabim ushchatu. Many have been destroyed by the looks of a beautiful woman. Va'atzumim kol arugea. Oh my God, the victims are piling up in the streets. Rabim ayu pitzei rochel. Many are the beating ups that Avon man gets when the husband finds him in there with his wife and beats him to a pulp. That poor guy looks like he's been through a boxing ring. And Margilim Ledvaravira, people who get used to being in these kinds of areas where they can get turned on, can eat sots mavir gachelet, like a spark that lights up a coal that's been dipped in lighter fluid. Stay away, stay away. Kichluv maleof. It's like, it's always a remiss to sex, a bunch of birds. So, kikluv maleot, kain batei emelei mirma, these kind of homes, they're not fooling anybody. They're full of fake kinds of relationship. Al teitzar tzarat machar, listen, don't worry about tomorrow. Kilo teida mayelet yom, you have no idea what the day is going to bring. Maybe tomorrow will come and you're no longer there. Nimtza mitzta er al olam she'eino shelo. You wasted your life worrying about a world that wasn't even meant to be yours. What a sad thing to do. Minar rabim mitoch beitecha. Don't have a lot of people coming into the house. And even those that are close to you, even those, al lo akol tavi beitecha. You should meet with people outdoors. What do you have to bring them into your home for? Rabim yudar she'shlomecha. Lots of people should be friendly. But only reveal yourself to one out of 1,000 to be a real friend. Omer Avasi, like we said before, Ein ben David ba achichlu kol anishamot shebaguf, shenemar ki ruach milafanai yatov. The ruach from me is delayed, meaning that ruach is the ruach of Geula, as Rashi points out, was the whole context. Until nishamot ani asiti, until all those nishamot are used up. Tanya Rebbe Eliezer Mekomi She'ein Osek B'Piriyah V'Rivya Kilo Shofech Damim. If he's not actively engaged in having children, it's like he's spilling blood. Shnema Shofech Adam Ba'Adam Damo Yishafech, which is immediately followed by V'Atempru Ravu. So apparently those are connected. Rabbi Yaakov Amer, it's more than that. It's like he is making the Dumus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'Vayochol smaller. Shenemar ki betzelem Elohim asata Adam v'atem puravu. So you see that the tzelem Elohim is nogeya piriya v'rivya. Ben Azai says it's as if he spilled blood and b'mayet atadmut. It goes back on both of them. Atem puravu, and it says exactly ki betzelem Elohim asata Adam. And then it says the puravu. They said to Ben Azai, You know, some people are really good at giving us their Musar Shmuzim. So you're a good preacher. And they also, you know, they do what they say. There's other people who do things, but they don't really know how to preach. I can tell you that you really do a good job at preaching, but you sure as heck don't do much about it. As Ben Azai never got married. What are you telling me? Says Ben Azai, what do you want from me? I don't have any choice in the matter. Maya said, what am I supposed to do? Nafshi chashka b'Torah. The only thing that I have cheshek for and turns me on is Torah. What am I going to do with a woman? I won't have anything to do with her. Efshalo lamshit kayema yedei achirim. Other people can handle the women. I got other things on my mind. It's quite amazing. Tanya Yidach, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Kol Mi Shein Oisek, Bepiria Verivya, Kilo Shafech Damim, Shenema Shafech Dam Adam. Here it's the same Mamorim, but it's here it's from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. V'samich Leiv Atem Pru Revu, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Kilo Bebayet Admut, in Ben Azai Omer. And then here too, they said to him, Yesh Nadoresh, and he said, what can I do? Tana Rabbana, Uvenocho Yomar, Shuvah Hashem Rivavot Alfei Yisrael. So when the Orein Abris was put back down, so you see, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Be Mashra Yerushchina in Rivavot Alfei Yisrael," which teaches us that Ein Ashchina Shora, unless you have Al Pachot Mi Shnei Alafim V'Shnei Rivavot Alfei. So let's imagine that you have. This was, of course, the number of the Levium. So let's say that Yisrael would be one person less than 22,000. Right, so 21,999 people, and the Shechina wants to be Shera Yisrael, and there's one guy missing. Who do you think is going to be blamed? You! Because you were remayet that one person by not being Isaac and Piriya Verivya, and therefore you were gurim that the Shechina wasn't able to be Shera. Ha ha! Zelo Asak Piriya Verivya, you see? Lo nimtzazay gurim l'Shechina shetistalek mi Yisrael. Aba Chanan, Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, it's worse than this. He's chayev misa, shenemar by Nodav and Aviyu. When they died, it says, uvanim lo ayulem, they had no children. Mashma, if they would have had children, they wouldn't have died. Ayulem banim lo metu. Acherim amrim, goreim l'shchina shetistalek mi Yisrael. Shenemar liyot lecha l'elohim l'zaracha acharecha. So Avram Avinu was told that there'll be a bris between me and your children. Bizman shezaracha acharecha. Then we have the shchina shera. But if there is no Zaracha Acharecha, I'll be Shora. So who is the Shechina going to be Shora on? Ala Etzim v'alavanim. Sticks and stones can break my bones and will destroy the ability of the Shechina to be able to be Shora.